show is about to start. Fashionista. Warm out of 1.3's Fashionista is Joan Lincoln.
Yes, thank you. So the last couple of weeks has been my frame of time to get all my doctor's appointments done.
Right.
And while doing this, I have been re-educated on what to wear and what not to wear when going to doctor's appointments.
Okay.
And there are many
new... That's a new show, by the way, I think, on on Bravo.
What? What to
doctor's appointments. To doctor's appointments.
What not to wear at the doctor's appointment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I'm an early bird girl, so I love appointments first thing in the morning. Not to get too personal, but I went in for my mammogram, and now they have these little itty-bitty short midriff capelets that women mm-hmm. can wear, which early in the morning, it's kind of chilly in there, so there's this, you know, opportunity for an updraft. Okay, so we're going to move on from there.
Okay.
The other thing that I realized is that although my yoga pants have never seen a yoga mat, we call them noni pants, Joni Noni.
Uh-huh. Joni Noni.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, certain undergarments are required when going to doctor's appointments. I found mm-hmm. that out. Uh-huh.
Ooh, so we're
going
to leave. Were you wearing yoga pants without? Okay.
We're going to leave that to everybody's imagination. And then, you know, when you go for your blood work, you know, mm-hmm. you have to pull your sleeve up. You
uh-huh.
know,
right.
And then they put that damn tourniquet on your arm. Mm. But you have to remember that the garment that you're wearing needs to be able to be pulled up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And so the undergarments underneath need to be appropriate.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I forgot about that.
How do you go to get a pedicure? Do you forget what pants to wear?
It was the last 2 weeks. The best one, the best one is when I went to get the final X-ray of my hips, okay? Mm-hmm. And the technician said to me, oh, your pants have zippers on them. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, you're going to have to take those off. So he hands me these disposable shorts.
These are so bad.
Aren't they so sexy?
They're so huge.
I'm going to show you a picture of them in a few minutes.
They're so bad.
So they're so bad. They're disposable shorts that I had to put on over my undergarments that I wore appropriately that day. And I had my tall knee boots on. So that was a look. I took a picture and I put it on the website on Fashion First. So my point is just be careful when going to a doctor's appointment, what you wear and what you don't wear.
Man, that could be a show.
Oh, God.